Today is May 22nd, 2020, and we are to dish. Hi, Terry.
Hi there, Mark.
Well, it's as we've talked about, it's weird right now, and thus our show and my agenda tends to be weird.
Yeah, well, the whole week was interesting, and can I talk about Mondays?
You absolutely go right ahead.
It was awful. It was stupid.
That's what I thought too, Terry. And you know, we didn't do a show last week for kind of the same reason. I mean, we had other obligations, but it also was stupid.
Yeah, that whole thing with Brooke and Eric was just blech. God. I wanted to vomit.
Yep, I'm with you. Yeah, you and I are in agreement there. That was horrible.
And one of the shows this week when Brooke is modeling her bedroom line, and it was like, oh my God. When she looks back on that as an actress, she has to think, oh, it's so embarrassing.
So what do you think, Terry? I mean, looking back at these old episodes, you know, I thought several of them were dumb, and like most of last week, and then like you said, Monday as well. But is the writing, was, you know, is it just kind of going back to old times? Is it look different now? I'm trying to figure out why I feel the way I do about it.
Yeah, I think it looks different. I remember those sitting watching years ago and thinking, ugh, I am so done with this. And I could go for weeks and not even, just because I got so tired of
the storyline.
I think the writing's better. Yes.
Yeah.
I think the writing's better now.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think the actors have become more sophisticated in how they act.
More polished, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Polished.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I agree, because I feel like a lot of the actors are still the same. It's just Brooke and Forrester, you know, that whole group.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, anyway, that's interesting. So I want to do a couple highlights today of different actors just as kind of something to, it's something fun to discuss. So, and I'm going to start out with our favorite, you're my favorite, Matthew Atkinson, who plays Thomas Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful. Well, I learned a few things here, Terry, by doing the research.
Oh.
So, and here's kind of what they are. Is Atkinson made his television debut on WBCW drama, One Tree Hill. I kind of vaguely remember that show.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, he also appeared in the Academy Award winning film The Blind Side. I didn't know that either. Now,
that
movie I remember.
That was a good movie.
Yes, it was. Yeah, he's also done CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, which is a CBS show, and Drop Dead Diva, The Middle, I don't remember that, and The Young and the Hungry. I don't remember that either.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, me either.
Hmm. Well, I never heard of Drop Dead Diva either, but...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Those aren't blockbusters.
Oh, come on, you know you were watching that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you never know, but no.
Yeah.
So here's the one that really surprised me, and now I understand why I remember him. But when I first saw him on The Bold, I'm like, God, he looks familiar to me, and I couldn't put it together. But his most famous role, he's best known as Nick Fadden in the ABC's family series Jane by Design. So I remember that, and I also. The one I really remember is him playing Austin Travers on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, one of your other favorite soaps.
My other favorite soap, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's an actor and a musician, which I didn't know. Born in Marietta, Georgia. And he moved several times as a child, ended up in Georgia, and then he moved to Hollywood at some point when he got serious about his acting career.
Well, he doesn't have an accent, so that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Probably because he moved around, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about, I found an episode this week, Terry, interesting. I'm curious to get your thoughts, and that's the Brooke and Nick wedding ceremony show yesterday, kind of think it happened. One of the comments I loved was when Nick, he played Nick Marrone on the Bold. It was when he called Ridge the dressmaker.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, oh my God, he called him the dressmaker, so just like Bill.
He must have coined it, and now Bill's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. So Nick Marrone, I when I saw that episode yesterday, I'm like, I remember this. I remember that show distinctly when it was on originally, and and partially because Jack Wagner, you know.
Oh yeah, Jack Wagner's a good looking man.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he is a good looking man.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a little spotlight on him real quick. So Peter, he was born Peter John Wagner, born in October 3rd, 1959. So he's age 60, Washington, Missouri, musician and an actor. You know, I remember his musical career as well. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So spouse, Christina Wagner, they're married from 93 to 06. They got divorced in 2006. And the one I remember this when I read it, the other fact about him was he was with Heather Locklear from 07 to 2011.
Yeah, I remember that. She kind of went off the rails, didn't she?
She did, yeah. And I can't remember. I want to say, was it about that time?
Yeah, it was. It was, I think, probably closer to 2009 when she just kind of went.
Got into drugs and stuff, didn't she?
Yes, that was unfortunate. She really, it's like, good, oh my God, you're beautiful.
Woman.
You're married to Jack. What are you doing?
Yeah, but, no kidding. Al,
it
seems to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have, Terry. I'm just curious, so your thoughts on all that, and then kind of just a little discussion about the shows and where we're going.
Well, and when I was watching the Nick Marrone thing with Brooke, I thought, wasn't, what's her daughter's name again?
Oh, Hope?
No, the other one.
The
older one. Bridget.
Oh, Bridget. Yes.
Wasn't Bridget? Didn't she have a thing with Jack Wagner?
Yeah, I think so too. You mean in real life or on the show?
Yeah, no, on the show.
Yeah, I think so. I think she did. Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Yep.
And then, watching Ridge, the old Ridge.
Yep.
Oh, again.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
Yeah, reconfirmed that the new one's much better.
Yes.
Tristan K.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You mentioned that last week, I think, or last time we did a show. And I was like, Terry, I like the old Ridge, you know, at the time. But now when I compare the two, oh my God. Now to go back and watch the old Ridge, I'm like, oh God, he's not nearly as good an actor as Thurston K.
No.
The new Ridge.
No. Well, and I like today, they did a nice salute to Fred Willard.
Did they? I missed that.
Oh, they did. They at the very beginning before all the other stuff.
Oh, was that today?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Oh, it was really good. Fred Willard's just such a great, he was so funny and just a good guy.
Yeah.
So that was, that was fun to watch.
Oh, cool.
But there was a little bit of research done. I got some people on the research to find out. I got curious.
Okay.
How many times Brooke has been married?
I know.
Do you know?
No. I'm curious.
15.
15? 1-5?
Be 1-5. How many times do you think that was Ridge?
I'm going to say 4 or 5. Michael?
8.
Oh, my God.
8 times they've been
married. Oh, my God.
And
that's a good
Steffi
fact.
And Liam? Oh, yeah. Steffi and Liam? How many times do you
Stephanie think? Steffi and Liam. I'm going to say 3.
You are correct, sir. Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. It was just a shot in the dark, but.
How about Hope and Liam?
Hope and Liam. I'm going to say, Hope and Liam. I'm going to say 3 times.
Correct.
Wow.
Now, how many times have Steffi, has Steffi been married to Wyatt and Hope been married to Wyatt?
How many times?
Uh-huh.
I think once.
You are correct. Both of them, one time each.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's an interesting fact.
There you go.
Wow, that's awesome.
We'll have to see what happens next week with these reruns.
Yep, yep. Now, Terry, just real quickly. So at the end of the show today, the lady in red.
Oh, yes. I remember watching that one.
That was Thorsten K., the new Ridge. I think that was his debut, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, because I remember him walking down the steps. I'm like, holy cow, it's a new Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a good scene. That was played well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was good writing as well.
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago you think that was?
Oh, maybe 2009, 10.
Oh, you think it's that long ago? Has he been on the show that long?
Well, maybe it hasn't been that long.
Well, you might be right. You might be right.
Yeah. Oh, better get the research department on
that one. Yeah, we'll have to find that one out. I don't have an answer for you there.
Okay.
So, that was fun. Until we dish again.
Keep it sudsy.
We're out.